Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to God, the three in one, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Remind yourself that you are in God's presence. Notice how God may be speaking to you today. Let yourself dwell on a word or a phrase that catches your attention or moves your heart, and let your heart simply respond to God in prayer. Please repeat these words. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Our scripture today is John 21, verses 1 through 13. Later, Jesus again was manifested to the disciples at Lake Tiberias. This is how the appearance took place. Assembled were Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, Zebedee's children, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going out to fish." "We'll join you," they replied, and went off to get into their boat. All through the night, they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus was standing on the shore, though none of the disciples knew it was Jesus. He said to them, "Have you caught anything, friends?" "Not a thing," they answered. "Cast your net off to the starboard side," Jesus suggested, "and you'll find something." So they made a cast and caught so many fish that they couldn't haul the net in. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved cried out to Peter, "It's the teacher." Upon hearing this, Simon Peter threw his cloak and jumped into the water. Meanwhile, the other disciples brought the boat to shore, towing the net full of fish. They were not far from land, no more than 100 yards. When they landed, they saw that a charcoal fire had been prepared, with fish and some bread already being grilled. "Please bring some of the fish you just caught," Jesus told them. Simon Peter went aboard and hauled ashore the net, which was loaded with huge fish, 153 of them. In spite of the great number, the net was not torn. "Come and eat your meal," Jesus told them. None of the disciples dared to ask, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Savior. Jesus came over, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This marked the third time that Jesus had appeared to the disciples after being raised from the dead. Please repeat these words. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Let us pray for each other. O God, with faces touched by the light of a new day and hearts warmed by prayer and praise, we come before you to pray for the needs of our world. Into the light of Easter morning, we raise those who are sick, those who are afraid, those who are isolated and lonely, those who are homeless, and those who are hungry. May the light of Christ shine upon them. Into the light of Easter morning, we bring the suffering of our global community. We hold in our hearts the pain that continues for individuals and families and communities. May the light of Christ shine upon all who are suffering. And into the light of Easter morning, we bring ourselves, our fears, our struggles, our overwhelm and our confusion, our exhaustion. May the light of Christ shine upon us. We pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. our Father which art in heaven, eternal God, earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and all that shall be, not only Father, but Mother of us all, may the hallowing of your name echo through the universe. May the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. May your heavenly will be done by all created beings. May your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Glorious Lord of life, we praise you, that by the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have delivered us from sin and death and made your whole creation new. Grant that we who celebrate with joy Christ's rising from the dead may be raised from the death of sin to the life of righteousness. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, my friends, may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you wherever he may send you this week. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Go in peace.